You could call it a sack, I guess.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do you call the bag of sack potatoes? What do you call that bag or sack potatoes? That sack potatoes are shipped in, that type of bag, or what would it be made of?
Burlap.
Yes, and do you know another name for it?
I do, if I can think of it. Let's see.
Crocus sack.
Yes.
Yes. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground? And you could maybe carry it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about wood? Have you ever heard of anyone
cord.
Say anything about the amount of wood you can carry in one what?
One hand, one arm, one...
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new blank to a
light bulb.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. When you carry the wash out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in
a basket, a clothes basket.
Yeah. What do nails come in, like a barrel, but it's smaller?
A keg.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
There's a little metal strip that goes around it.
Yes. Do you have a name for it?
Let's see, it's
what will you call those things that children play with and they put them around their waist and then they move to make them go around them?
Oh, you mean a hula hoop?
Yes. And
a hoop?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you put in the top of a bottle to keep something from coming out?
A cork.
Yes. And what material is it made of? What would be made out of?
Cork.
Yes. The thing you put in your mouth and whoop back and forth and blow on it to make music.
Harmonica.
Would that be a kind with a reed in it? Okay, you know.
I believe they have a reed inside.
Mm-hmm. It's another kind that you hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers. Do you know
that's
the name
a juice
of that?
Harp. Is that a juice harp?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
Mm-hmm. If you had a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses? You know, like if you had a wagon with two horses.
I used to know that. Let's see. That's called a... I can't think of the name right now, but I have known that. Give me a hint.
Well, if... You know, it's the same. It's almost the same the thing that you have on a toy wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your child had a
wagon,
yes,
I remember.
You have a horse pulling a buggy. I don't know whether you remember anything about that or not. And before you hitch him up, you have to back him between. You have to back him between two things that stick out, and then fasten.
I've known that too. Those are the. I've known that. I can't think right now what those are. Maybe you would call it the shafts?
Yes.
Okay.
For the parts of a wheel, you start with the inside. That is the hub. And then there are the spokes that come out and fit into the what? What do they fit into?
Mm-hmm.